Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad you're joining us today.
John chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine keeper. Every branch that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes so that bears more fruit. You already have been cleansed by the word I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing." The vine brings much-needed water to the branches. Without that water, we know the branches wither and fail. Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan. Many of us were baptized with water, too. That same water can represent the spiritual sustenance brought to us by Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Jesus makes it very clear that, apart from me, you can do nothing. We can have the best laid plans, but are they going to work out? Take those plans to God in prayer. We can again have the best laid plans, take them to God in prayer, and very likely yield an outcome that we didn't expect. It's quite possible that result would be better than what we expected. The bottom line is, take your concerns to Jesus in prayer. He told the multitude on the mount in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened unto you." We need to stay active in our faith and persistent in our prayer to maintain our relationship with God. The book of Mark tells us 42 times to hurry up. Hurry up and act out your faith. James in chapter 1, verse 22 says, "Be doers of the word, not merely hearers who deceive themselves." He also tells us in chapter 2, verse 26, "For the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead." The message from Mark and James is crystal clear. Hurry up and get out there and put your faith into action. If you are already, fantastic. Your reward in heaven is great. Maybe you're not at all, or not as much as you want to be. If that is the case, pray on your role. Find your niche. Start small. Let Jesus nourish your branch with life-giving spiritual water. Let us pray. God above, fortify us to go out into this world to act out our Christian faith through your love for us, for all to see. Amen. This devotion written and recorded by Sam Bartow.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, stchurch.org. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.